Hi, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. It's Faithful Friday time. This is a feature we started a couple of months ago. We've really been enjoying speaking to faith leaders from various churches around our area. We have Reverend Roderick Jones from First Baptist Church in Elizabethtown this morning. How are you?
I do good. How are you doing?
We are fantastic. Thank you so much for agreeing to take the time to talk with us. And you guys have, like many folks, been going through a very changing and trying time with social distancing and the COVID-19 pandemic. How have you been able to maintain conversations with your flock and reach out to them during this time?
Well, we're still going through our own video system here, and we get out through live stream. We have our robocall, and we are going through in that direction and reaching out. And every Sunday, we have that live stream. You can get us on YouTube or go to Channel 2 on Thursday at 5 o'clock. We there.
That is fantastic. So for the folks who have cable, they can get you on HCEC TV then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. What has been something you have found to be maybe uplifting during all this time?
The important that I find so important is that we love to go out and help and try to motivate people and to allow them to understand that there's nothing too hard for God, but we'll try our very best to go out and to motivate and to carry on so that we can uplift. On every Wednesday that we have our ministers who do our Sunday school lesson for us on YouTube and live stream. So we still try to do our very best in keeping in touch and to uplift our own community as we travel on this COVID system that we have.
Now, have you guys made any plans yet for how you're going to return to any sort of live service in person yet?
Yes. I know our governor have already gave us some criteria about starting, May the 20th. But we are not going to go into this month nor next month. Our projection date is sometime in July. And that is because I just want to make sure that we must get our own self together and prepare for our congregation of members to come back. We have to realize that 33% of our members, so we are trying to do our three services and try to break it down so that everybody can feel comfortable because God have given me that all of these people so that I must watch out for them and prepare in a mighty way. So that's what we are trying to do now is plan how we going to open and plan to sanitize and keep everything and the distancing that we are doing and to prepare that for our projected date, and that is in July.
All right. If you don't mind, we're kind of at the end of this now. Would you close with a word of prayer for us this morning?
Be glad to. Our Father, we come now and we just thank you because you are God, all God by yourself. We thank you, dear Master, because you've given us another day. Now we ask you, Father, just to bless our community, bless our state of Kentucky, bless our governor, bless our leaders, and allow them to understand that dear Master, with your guidance and your love, you will direct us and you will give us the joy that is always bestowed upon us. We ask you to just give us this day and allow us to share this day every day of our lives. We ask you now to hold us and never leave us alone. I pray, Master, those who are in Sorrow Valley, that you give them strength right now. And allow them to understand earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And then, Master, we just thank you for your son, Jesus. We magnify that who came, who died, that we too might have a right to the tree of life. We magnify your name. We glorify you. You're worthy to be praised. And then, Master, this evening, as we, before we lay down, we'll cry thank you. And if it be thy will in the morning, we'll cry. Thank you again. This we ask in your son Jesus' name. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That is Reverend Jones from First Baptist Church in E-Town.
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you doing this for us.
Well, God bless you.
You too. We are Quixie 98.3.